During hyperbaric treatment, patients breathe 100% oxygen in a pressurized chamber to force the oxygen to the body tissues that need it. The chambers are primarily used to treat diabetic foot ulcers, but they can also be used to treat carbon monoxide poisoning, scuba diving injuries, and other problems. Most hospitals that have the chambers have units that only treat at most a few patients at a time. But Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center in Milwaukee has just taken delivery of a 52-foot-long chamber that can treat up to 24 people. Dr. Jeffrey Nizgoda is medical director of St. Luke's Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Program. He says a bigger chamber is better.
But this chamber allows multiple patients to go inside. There's always a nurse or an attendant inside. The physicians can go inside as well to take care of those patients that might need care on an ongoing basis. This particularly becomes important if you have critically ill patients, such as patients on ventilators or requiring constant monitoring. We can actually be in the chamber with the patient and have hands-on care.
The unit will cost about $2 million, but Nizgoda says if the chamber helps people before they develop more serious problems like the need to amputate a foot, the unit will eventually save money. St. Luke says its Australian-built chamber will be the second largest in the U.S., just smaller than one at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. The Milwaukee unit will open in a few months. Some other Wisconsin hospitals are also considering larger hyperbaric chambers. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.